I've been trying my best to stay off social media and really just using it to post my content and then getting off there. But I found myself the other day scrolling through it and I guess getting triggered. I see this all the time, and you probably see it too, is this whole movement of like how to fix your own injury, how to treat your own injury, jam a lacrosse ball in here, do this foam rolling, do this stretch, do these magical exercises. And they've been perpetuated as this idea that it's treatment. And I'm starting to see more and more massage therapists do this as well, is like sharing with people how to fix their own injuries, how to treat. And it really got me thinking that nothing devalues the treatment that you do by actually showing someone else how to do it with a lacrosse ball, a foam roller, or even buying their own kinesio tape across the board. So in this episode, I explain the idea of why showing people how to fix their own injuries devalues what you do, hurts your business, and keeps them from coming in and getting real treatment upfront that they truly need and get the right type of treatment so they can avoid bigger problems down the road, pain pills, injections, and surgeries, which only make things worse. I get a little ranty, but that's okay. I like to rant and help you understand, are you solving problems? Are you just providing a service? And understand that you don't need to apologize if someone needs more treatment, especially if you have some awesome treatment that can help fix their injury for good. I hope you enjoy the show. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Soft Tissue Revolution podcast, where we teach self-employed massage therapists a new treatment system that focuses on working smarter, not harder, allowing them to cut their treatment times by 50% and easily double their income. Dr. Matt Maggio here. Thank you so much for stopping by and checking out the show. So I wanted to apologize in advance. I didn't get into my podcast studio this week, so my audio isn't great. I'm recording this on my computer with my AirPods, but hopefully the message can still resonate with you and get there. I'll be back into the studio next week. But basically, this whole idea of like stop showing clients how to fix themselves, it really devalues, I say that right? Devalues what you do as a practitioner and really just puts you in a different level of an inferior level that you don't want to be at, you know. Especially, I see all these what I call Instagram fuckheads out there that are doing a lot of stupid shit that really just kind of irks me and puts people in a bad spot. I don't want you to be part of that. I'd say this podcast was, well, I'm trying not to be on social media that much, which has actually been really good for my overall health and wellness, because there's just a lot of dumb shit out there, a lot of people complaining about a lot of things in life that we just don't want to do. I made a podcast about that. The idea of like use social media, don't let it use you. But I see these videos all the time, and they usually end up being from like some bullshit like personal trainer or some physical therapist, and it always starts off with like a video of like, oh, five things to fix your neck problem or fix your low back and sciatica, some stretches, jam a lacrosse ball in here, foam roll some shit here, self-massage, self-treatment across the board. And they get lots of likes, they get lots of shares, but you're not actually fixing anything. You're not applying treatment, because treatment requires actually identifying a pathology in the tissue and then knowing exactly what's wrong and applying a treatment that actually fixes that. So this whole idea of fix yourself and treat your own injuries is so backwards. Can you imagine, like, some people do have some training in like automobiles and cars, and they can do some stuff on their own, but the human body is way more complicated than any other machine or system ever built. And imagine trying to fix your own body and your own injury. And this is why we're in a lot of problems that we're in, because the treatment models just suck. I've talked about conservative care treatments just really being bullshit, with chiropractors and physical therapists doing a lot of nothing, and then surgeons cutting people open, injecting them full of pain pills across the board. So people are really desperate and they want to take their injury into their own hands because the medical system is completely broken. But the problem is there's always a window of opportunity to fix a problem. And if you can get treatment in there early, it's a good thing. But this isn't treatment across the board, because you're showing people how to fix, and I'm doing quotes when I say fix their own injury. They're not actually fixing their injury. They're not applying treatment. And another mindset issue that I end up seeing, and I see this a lot in the bodywork massage therapy space is quit apologizing for the client needing more treatment. They're always like, well, I want to get to the point where I work myself out of a job where you do so good you don't have to come in. Bullshit. People need treatment. They do a lot of stupid shit to their bodies. They beat their bodies up. They sit at a computer all day. They look down on their phone. They don't eat right. They don't move right. Like, soft tissue-based treatment is really good. It's almost more important than going to the dentist and getting your teeth clean, but everybody knows they need to do that. And understand that people spend a lot of money on dumb shit that they don't need, and money spent on quality treatment that improves their life and helps them is so much better in an investment across the board. And then we just get into the self-treatment myth. So what is the self-treatment myth? This idea that you have the power as the injured person to fix your own injury with a lacrosse ball, with a foam roller. Yeah, you can fix your own injury. There's people out there across the board. There's books written about it. What's his name? The Supple Leopard guy, Kelly Sturette. Just jam lacrosse balls on shit. If it hurts in there, jam a lacrosse ball. Foam roll the shit out of it. Stretch the shit out of it. Here, you can even buy kinesio tape and tape yourself and fix your own injury. Whew. We wonder why we're in a pain pill problem. Well, we're in a pain pill problem for a lot of things. But one of those things is people just aren't getting proper diagnosis, proper evaluations, and proper treatment early in the process, and things get worse. So you got to decide as a practitioner what you want to do. And you can only be one of each. You can not one of each, one or the other. And you can sit here and argue with me and be like, well, I want to do a little bit of everything. I want to do some relaxation. I want to do some sports stuff. I want to do therapeutic. No, pick fucking one and stay in your lane. So you could provide a service or you can solve a problem. I think the world needs more problem solvers, less service providers, because anyone can help somebody relax and do all that and treat themselves and all that. But do you really want to do that shit? And if you're probably listening to this podcast, you don't want to do that shit. You don't want to spend an hour, hour and a half helping someone relax. Like, relaxation's cool, but anybody can do that. But very few people can actually solve problems across the board. And the best businesses in the world solve problems. So I hope you choose to be a problem solver and not just provide a service. So I learned a lot over the years. One of my really good friends, he's older, but he's run very successful dental practices. And I learned a lot about the business side of things through him and observing like how he structures his business. And I've come to this idea in the injury treatment space: are you the dentist or are you the hygienist? And what I find is that so many people end up being the hygienist. So what is the hygienist? Yeah, they get kind of a set pay for where they are. They might get paid a little bit more, but they still spend about the same amount of time with people. They might clean the teeth just a little bit better, but they're pretty much similar to everyone else in the space. They get paid for how much time they spend and how many procedures they do. They don't really get paid based off of results. If they do it quicker, that's cool. They can see more people. But at the end of the day, they're pretty much similar to every other hygienist in the space. And that's where I see a lot of massage therapists getting stuck in there. They're more of the hygienist. They're the person providing maintenance, like cleaning and stuff like that, which that stuff is really important. And I look at that as like stretching, basic massage, corrective exercises, all that stuff across the board. That is like being the hygienist. And so many people are stuck in that hygienist model, which is why they can't really grow their income or see more people or charge, you know, a premium for what they do. They're very much compared to other people in their area. The dentist, what does the dentist do? The dentist gets paid. The dentist gets paid for providing providing value for what they do. And they get paid based off of their results. Like, if the dentist can go on there and drill your cavity out in 10 minutes, you're not bitching and being like, oh, well, I had an appointment for an hour. I need you to get in there and drill some more. No, you're just happy that their problem is solved. And that's the whole idea. Dentists don't get paid based off their time. They get paid off their results. And they're actually fixing problems. Because when your tooth is fucked up, you got a badass cavity, you'll do about just anything to get out of it. Instead of being like, oh, I probably should go get a cleaning, you're like, no, I need to go in here. And that's the idea. If you're that problem solver, you're that dentist, you're fixing people's injuries, they're going to look at you at a higher level. They're going to want to pay your prices accordingly. They're not going to be watching the clock. At the end of the day, they just want to get better. And then this made me think too, like what I talked about in the intro about like these Instagram fuckheads and people on YouTube showing you how to fix your injury. Can you imagine, just imagine a dentist making a video about how to fix your own cavity, how to drill your own cavity out, how to fix your freaking root canal? No, they don't do that. And that's what happens when you get into that idea and you're trying to share with a client, oh, here's how to fix your problem. And that's the problem you're going to run into is when people have a problem, they're going to look and be like, you know what, I'm going to try these stretches and these exercises instead of going to see you because they want to save some money, they want to save some time. And what you did was you just devalued yourself. They're not looking at you as the problem solver. They're like, well, I'm going to try this stuff and then maybe I'll go in there as well. It's not treatment. It's maintenance. And if you want to do maintenance, that's fucking cool. I that's fine. But at the end of the day, you are not truly helping someone. You're not helping them get their problem fully fixed and you're kicking the can down the road. So be the dentist. So what are my action steps? Number one, educate the client on the need for treatment, treatment provided by you. Don't apologize if they need to come in more often, if they do a lot of stupid shit to their bodies and they aren't recovering and functioning how they should. Because at the end of the day, they're looking at you for two things. They want to know, are you an expert? Are you sharp as a tack? And if you're telling them how to fix their injury from home, why the fuck would they come in and see you? Yeah, think about that. Number two, focus on solving problems. Like I said before, the best businesses in the world solve people's problems. Figure out, can you do it faster and can you do it better than anyone else out there and get really fucking good? Number three, decide if you want to be the dentist or the hygienist. I really hope you decide to be the dentist in your business because that's where you truly scale. You get the life, the business, the practice, everything you want. You get paid accordingly. You're not having to struggle. You're not having to beat the fuck out of your body to try to, you know, provide hour and a half treatments with people. You're actually getting in there, fixing the problem as efficiently as possible and being the best version of yourself. So commit to being the dentist. Be excellent. So that's all I got. Sorry about the audio once again, but we'll get back to the normal ones next week. If you like the show, share the show. Go grab the free training if you haven't got that yet. And if you are on that email list, I just started doing a weekly email list that's specifically for people only on the email list where I give you some nuggets and pearls and ideas and mindset shifts and all sorts of cool shit that comes to your inbox every week and a little recap of all the cool stuff that we've been doing here in the Soft Tissue Revolution. Go take one of our courses as well. I actually just finished putting all of them online as well because I know it's hard for some people to travel, get away from their practices because they're busy, but they want to learn this. So we finally just put everything online so you can get a dive in deep about the system, the treatment, working smarter, not harder. And then once you learn that, you can also come in person and do it as well. We just launched that. So if you're interested in that, all the links are in the show notes. And lastly, and this is the most important, go out there and be fucking great. Yeah, be great. Be a true master at what you do. Be better than anyone else out there because at the end of the day, it's the only thing that truly pays. Appreciate you guys listening, and I will see you on the next one. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. If you want help on the path to being able to double your income, all while working 50% less and being taken seriously as a healthcare provider, I have some great resources for you. Number one, get access to our free training modules and introduction to my system, the Peak Method. Number two, subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Soft Tissue Revolution. Links to all of this can be found in the show notes. Lastly, if you like the show, please leave us a 5-star review and share it with others that you know it could help.